Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Good afternoon to everyone around the world. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North and South America and also our listeners from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I'm very happy to be with all of you here really on this very beautiful day. And today, ACC News brings really another very special guest. Today, we have with us functional diagnostic nutritional practitioner, Jessica Mutunga, and she is the founder of the Lightweight Coaching. Now, to anyone tuning in today, and everybody, please listen in close. If you have a history of bad health, many of us, for some reason, have a lack of energy throughout the day. We can't seem to keep up with everyone else. Many of us are always on medications and simply want to take control of our health. Many of us also really want to find our own faith in God. If any of this sounds remotely familiar, again, grab a cup of coffee, find somewhere nice and quiet to sit down and get very comfortable, really because the information that our special guest today, Jessica Mutunga, again, may possibly give you information that may change your life forever. It is now Tuesday, the 22nd of October, and the year is going by very quickly. I would like to remind everybody tuning in today, especially our listeners that do live overseas in different time zones, if you do miss any portion of our segment today with Jessica or any one of our segments, they are all permanently archived on our Blog Talk Radio website. Please visit blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. We're also a big part of social media, and again, just about everyone is these days. We are on Facebook. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. And we're also part of the worldwide Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And also visit our website at accglobalmedia.com. And again, you can really enjoy all of our shows at any time of the day. Now, there are those who are really strong in body. You know, those who are sound in mind, and many of us who are full of soul. Now, what's often overlooked is the benefit of aligning all three of these areas in our lives, which is, again, what brings you the true happiness. And furthermore, the challenge of achieving this alignment, it could be daunting. It could be a very overwhelming task, even for the best of us. Now, with people like Jessica Mutunga of the Lightweight Coaching, what she does is really embraces and faces these challenges head on to really help us bring these life-changing and everlasting results. And again, this is to every single client that she works with. And again, Jessica herself, this is somebody that's almost a survivor. She's went through her fair share of ailments, and she was able to overcome this. Now, what she's doing is really blending her past experiences, knowledge, and now training along with her immense faith in God. What Jessica brings is a natural, really, in a holistic approach, attending to really restore and really rejuvenate hope in women, Christian women, suffering really from an assortment of ailments. A truly incredible guest that we have with us today. To our audience, I am very proud to present to you functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner and Christian life coach, founder of the Lightweight Coaching, Ms. Jessica Mutunga. How are you doing today, Jessica?
I'm doing well. Thank you for that wonderful introduction.
Well, we are very happy to have you today. So, before anything, Jessica, I did explain to them a little bit about you. If you could very quickly share with them, who exactly is Jessica Mutunga?
Sure. Like you said, I'm a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner and a Christian health coach, but I'm also a wife, a mom of three wonderful kids, an avid cook, soon-to-be-published author, aspiring organic farmer, and adventurer. And I live in Minnesota, just southwest of the Twin Cities metro area with my family.
And everybody that tunes into our show on a regular basis are aware that really everybody on our show has an incredible story, and you do as well. Can you please share with the audience your personal journey that has really led you to where you are here today?
Sure. So after I graduated from high school, I went on a six-month mission trip to Costa Rica and India. And while I was there, I picked up a number of parasites that really started my health journey. And I got home and was treated with many rounds of antibiotics. I even lost count of how many, to get all of those parasite infections out of my system. And I thought that would fix my problems and my symptoms, but they never went away. So what now I know in hindsight is that the antibiotics I had taken really totally wiped out my gut bacteria and left me with IBS and some gastric reflux. Some heartburn, and then over the next
years, was side effects of the medication that you were taking to help you.
Well, not so much side effects, but like from wiping out all of that gut bacteria that's so
effects.
Important to our health. Yep.
Yes.
And then I didn't have those bacteria to help my system move regularly.
Okay.
Over the next 12 months, I really dug into, like, what natural modalities I could use to bring me relief from my symptoms, but also, you know, build my health back up. And through trial and error and experimenting with different things, I slowly began to put the different pieces of the health puzzle together. And I started getting rid of some of my symptoms. And after I felt great again and really felt like I had finished that puzzle of health, I looked around and I saw so many people struggling with chronic conditions. I heard so many cases of cancer diagnoses, and I felt like I held the keys to unlock the door for so many other people that are struggling, and felt called into this health realm. And found my place in health coaching and really feel called to empower people and show them the way that they can also achieve that great health they want.
And Jessica, what's very unique about you, again, compared to many of the people that we do feature, is your focus on faith. And again, it's something that's very important to many people, myself included. This was really a part of your healing process. After contracting this serious illness while vacationing overseas, how much did your faith in God really help in your process of healing?
Well, it's funny because I was overseas on a mission trip. So really, my faith is what took me out into the world. But faith is kind of the last part of the piece that I put together, interestingly enough. And so it didn't play a huge part in the beginning, but it was that last piece of the puzzle that I put in and went, oh my gosh, this is it. Like, my whole life felt different. My being,
yes.
Not just my body, but like my whole spirit felt like, wow, this is it.
And to be honest, I know that feeling that you felt, and it's an incredible feeling. Now, mm-hmm. many of us have listened to your story, and again, from what we know, that you contracted this illness. What many of them don't know is the length of the journey and how truly daunting it was. What are some of the things you learned throughout this? I believe it was a 12-year journey of health in your body. What are some of the things that you've learned?
Yeah, so I really learned that health begins in the gut and that our bacteria that live there are so critical to health. And without them, we don't have the ability to have good health. And so some of the things that I put into my life first were like fermented foods and whole organic food and drinking enough clean water. And yoga was my form of exercise that I found to be really healing. And those brought me my first great health breakthrough. And then I found that just eating good and exercising in our day and age aren't really always enough. Because we do live in such a toxic world with so many pollutants. And these pollutants can build up in our bodies and really create disease. So avoiding toxins is really important, but also tough because they are everywhere. And so supporting that detoxification pathway in our bodies is really important to keep that open and flowing so that the toxins that do come into our system are able to be flushed out. And then
well,
I think, go ahead.
I'm sorry, you can continue.
Oh, okay. So, and then the last big piece that I feel like I learned was just that our physical health is so intricately tied to our mental and emotional and spiritual health. And you really can't be healthy if one of those is unhealthy. And so by aligning all three and really taking the time to dig in and heal some of those deep emotional wounds that we have, and all of those coming into a state of health really is what contributes to good physical health.
So you definitely believe that the mental definitely affects the physical in many ways.
Without a shadow of a doubt, yep.
Oh. And again, I believe a lot of people underestimate that. But again, I'm going to be totally honest with you. And again, many people are tuning in. And many people do have bad health. A lot of it really comes down to pain and chronic pain, which is really what
mm-hmm.
many of us suffer. Jessica, what do you believe is like the root cause of chronic pain?
Well, physically, the root cause of chronic pain is chronic low-grade inflammation, not like the inflammation that you get when you have a wound, but that low inflamed whole body inflammation, where maybe you're like eating foods that your body is sensitive to, and that creates inflammation. And that really contributes to that chronic pain. But I think a lot of it also is just our mental state. And if we can choose to be happy, it's amazing how powerful that is, because that changes even how our brain looks in a scan. And that in itself can also alleviate some of this pain.
Yes, and to quickly mention, you mentioned how some fruits are sensitive to some of us. I'm assuming that you would be able to help out clients really find the right foods that, as far as they get them inflamed and what doesn't.
Yep, I have a specific lab test that looks at all of the food sensitivities. Yep.
Okay, and again, I know many of us are tuning in and are thinking to ourselves, like, wow, I'm on so many different medications at times, you know, I'm sick often, I have a lot of chronic pain, can she help me? Can you please share, who exactly is your client base?
So I work with Christian women primarily because my practice is so faith-based.
Yes.
And Christian women primarily struggling with chronic illness are the ones that I see coming to me.
And what are the exact services that you would provide to them?
So I provide one-on-one coaching services, and we do functional lab testing, and then really determine where their body needs to be supported to bring it back to health and create a very personalized protocol that that client can follow to get to that good health.
Most importantly, so many of us that are in bad health, that we basically feel that we can't be helped. You know, some of us feel, hey, I'm reaching a certain age, I'm going to give in to this, this is natural.
Mm-hmm.
So many people lose motivation. Who or what is your the biggest influence in your life?
Gosh, yeah, I see so many lies that we tell ourselves about why we're getting sick and these symptoms. My grandmothers were very influential to me in my childhood, and one in particular was so wise. I just, you know, when she was alive, I never realized her wisdom until now I look back on it as an adult. But she told me one key thing that I took with me from a young age and didn't really understand the significance of it until I was older, but she said that she would do three things each day to keep her healthy. And
yes.
One was to keep her body healthy, and that was to go for a walk. And one was to keep her mind healthy, and that was to do a puzzle or something to make her mind work. And then she would also read scripture daily to keep her soul healthy. And she is, yeah, I've just taken that with me through my life. That is such good wisdom. And then my husband and kids have also been huge motivators and influences to me. On my own health journey, and then, you know, each one of your kids has specific health journey that they go on. And as a parent, I have really looked into finding solutions to their health issues, too.
And to everyone tuning in, if you don't know what your motivation is, again, people like Jessica are over here to help you find that. And she can really help you gain that confidence and really that motivation that she has. Now, Jessica, let's say now I am somebody tuning in. Let's say I'm in New York or California or even Minnesota. I want to sign up with you. I want to get working with you. How exactly do you hold your sessions?
So I do everything remotely, either through Skype or Zoom, and then communicate through email. So it's really easy for me to work with people that are removed physically from where I live.
And let's say, what are some of the tools or let's say the techniques that you would use or ask me to do to help really get to this level that you have reached?
Sure. So we start first with health history intake forms, and those are pretty in-depth. Gives me a really good understanding of the client's background, what they've gone through and where they are on their health journey. And then depending on those history intake forms and what they're suffering from, we order a number of different functional lab tests. And those are, we have five core ones that look at hormones, gut function, like leaky gut, parasite, any sort of infections that are going on. Look at how your detoxification pathway is working. And then also for food sensitivities is the other thing we test for. And then I've got another great test to determine a client's metabolic type, which tells us the correct macronutrient ratios that they should be eating to support their health.
And to everyone tuning in that doesn't know what that means, it's basically she will let you know what type of foods will cause inflammation or maybe some of those pains and what type of foods are good for you. I'm sorry to cut you off. You may continue.
Oh, no worries. Yeah, the metabolic typing test is awesome. It's like the best, simplest diet because we just tell you how many carbohydrates you should be eating and how much protein and use it as like a pie chart so that it's really easy to build your plate with that amount of each macronutrient. So then after we get the test results from our lab test that we order and your health history, we sit down and look at both and we do really in-depth correlation with what the tests are showing and what your history is showing and your symptoms. And it can be really powerful meeting because people finally see that, oh, this is why I'm experiencing these symptoms that are often so far removed from where the body is breaking down. I offer the personalized protocol and ongoing coaching support from there.
And to everybody tuning in, the fact that there are tests out there that can, and that somebody that can actually properly read these tests and inform you what you can eat and what you can or what you should or shouldn't to have the best health, the fact that there's tests out there is really, truly amazing. So a lot of these different issues that we're going through, we may not have to deal with it. And it can be a simple thing as far as changing your health. And Jessica, I see you mentioned a lot of things about the gut and, you know, the stomach. A lot of that really comes down, I guess, to the foods that we're eating. Now, our research team did discover that you actually do offer a free gift. I believe it's a kid-tested go-to recipes really on your website. So can you quickly share with the audience how some of those recipes work and what benefits they actually may get?
Sure. Yeah, it's a free gift you can find on my website. And I really wrote these recipes. These are some of my favorite recipes, first off. And my kids all rave about them, so they're good. But I wrote them so that you can make them with whatever you have on hand. All the proteins are substitutable for whatever you've got. You can make it vegetarian. You can make it meaty. And then also the vegetables are interchangeable. So the flavor stays the same. But you can use whatever you got.
So this is something that's really anybody out there can use.
Absolutely.
So, again, to everybody tuning in, you could really just go straight to Jessica's website and have access to this information. Can you very quickly give them your website address?
Sure. It's thelightway.weebly.com.
And again, to everyone out there, these recipes over here are free of charge. It's a great way to get started and get moving in the right direction. Jessica, I know you've worked with so many people. And again, there's so many different ailments out there. As you explained, there's so many different toxins out there causing so many different things. But in your personal opinion, what do you believe are the biggest issues facing people health-wise today?
Yeah, I think that the toxic load that we're seeing within our environment and now within people's bodies is one of the main contributors to disease. And so people's detoxification pathways aren't working well, and that also leads into a host of diseases like cancer and autoimmune disease and just feeling overall bad. So, yeah, getting away from those toxins as much as possible,
yes.
but also helping your body to get rid of them and flush them out. So important.
And the toxins, they come in food, they come in beverages. I guess they're coming in just about every form now.
Everywhere, yeah. The air we breathe, the water from our taps. I mean, when you start looking at where they're coming from, it's overwhelming. So that's why we really have to support our bodies to get rid of them.
So, Jessica, what do you hope people really take away from working with you?
Well, I hope people get hope that they're not broken, to break some of those lies that they've been telling themselves, like, oh, I'm just getting old. This is just part of life. I'm never going to be healthy. Like, I want to speak hope and life into people's lives. And also for them to be empowered to take control of their health and wellness and realize that health doesn't have to be hard. It's just about making simple choices daily that move you towards health.
And as you know, there's so many people out there, you know, so many people bombarded, you know, with different people offering different things, different diets on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you feel sets you apart from others offering similar services?
Well, being a Christian health coach, I think that really sets me apart. I really look to encourage each client to deepen their walk with God. But I also bring to the table a very holistic view of the world. I have my bachelor's degree in environmental studies and have a really deep understanding of that connection between our health and the health of our environment around us, and how we can make those healthier.
And we've mentioned, you know, faith and God so many times. Jessica, why do you believe it's very important to incorporate faith in the healing process in some of your programs?
Sure. Well, we are created as human beings in the image of God. And so God, being a triune God, has three parts. He gave us three parts as well in our being, our mind, our body, and our soul. And good health really comes from aligning all three parts and giving all three parts what they need to be healthy. So without having a healthy soul, then we really can't reach that level of physical health that we want. So faith is super important.
So for the people out there that are wondering, hey, you know, why is she doing this? Why is she dedicating her life to this? Can you kind of like share with them the personal satisfaction like you get from really helping people around the world learn more about their health? And I guess really finding a purpose again in their life and their faith. What do you really get out of it?
Sure. So I really feel like this is my calling. Like, God has created me to do this work on earth. So I see when I'm working with my clients that I'm really just fulfilling the calling that God has put on my life. And I have a deep, deep desire to help build up the church. I see God really moving in this world, and we need a healthy church that can go out into the world. And if we as a church don't have physical health, then we can't be a healthy whole body. And so I really just have a deep desire to help move people into health, but also to move the church forward into this world as a healthy body of Christ.
And for everyone out there that does want to start working with you, want to get started with your program, can you quickly share with them, we are almost out of time, where can they go to sign up for your program and learn more about you?
Yeah, so the easiest way is on my website. It's thelightway.weebly.com. And on there, they can sign up for a free consultation with me. They can get on my mailing list by downloading those recipes. And then I send out a monthly newsletter and often just random times, I guess, different emails about what's happening and different offerings that I've got.
Okay. And we've just about run out of time for today. I would like to thank everybody in the audience for tuning in with our special segment with Jessica Mutunga. And please visit accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times, and also our social media sites as well. And I would like to thank our special guest for joining us today. I thank you very much for joining us, Jessica. You have a wonderful day.
Thanks for having me, you as well.
All righty.